Just while you're looking at that old log cabin on the hill up there, I was born on a farm right across the road from it.
That old big white
house. The
white house up on the hill.
That's right.
And what is your address here?
Scottsville.
Scottsville. And what year were you born?
1898.
And could I ask your religion?
Missionary Baptist.
Baptist.
You passed the church I belong to a while ago, Judson Baptist Church. Mm-hmm.
And you've been a farmer all your life?
All my life. That's all I know to do.
And did you have a chance to go to school very much?
Very little. I was sick by the time I was had measles, whooping cough, and mumps all before I was 12 years old.
I see.
And got behind by my books and looked like I stayed behind. And that's as it is. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have, you go to church yet?
Yeah, I do. I still go to church.
Do you ever go into Chesterfield or Lexington very much?
Yeah, I visit there now and then. You mean you're to town? I go to town about once or twice a month.
I see. Where was your where were your mother and father born?
Well, Dad was born here in this county, and Mother born in Madison County.
I see. And did they have a chance to go to school very much?
Very little. At that day and time, they had the old blueback spellers. And did learn to read, to write, and cipher, because count, that's all he could learn.
Mm-hmm.
All books had books for. Mm-hmm. And Daddy had to even buy books for his children, that's me and my brothers, buy the textbooks, and sometimes pay, because subscription, we had to pay the teacher.
I see.
And getting 50 cents a day for his labor.
I see, 50 cents a day.
10 hours, enough from sun up to sundown. 10, 12, sometimes 14 hours a day.
I see. 50 cents a day.
That's
be,
right.
And the students would have to do that.
And the children would have to, the boys would get wood for the schoolhouse, the supply, and the girls sweep the floor and keep the room for, act as janitors, the girls would
keep
the room clean.
I see. Your mother and father, was your father a farmer?
He was. That's all he done was farming. Oh. My mother just housekeeper and farm too. She'd go to feel like a the boys and girls all chop cotton and hold the corn and chopped out the weeds out of the corn sometimes. And got a hoe out there in my wagon now made of, it's called an eye hole. Take the handle out of the hole and you cook bread on it. And that was called a hoe cake.
I see.
And one of the first settlers of Powers' name was called John Powers. He went to keeping house with nothing but a baker to fry his meat on, and the eye hole to cook the bread on, and slept in a pile of leaves in the corner of the house.
I see.
John Powers, and the dirt floor.
Was that your father's parents?
No, that was my uncles or aunts, one from my father.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where were your father's parents? Where did they come from?
They came from Marion County, South Carolina, in
1829. 29. And your mother's?
Well, her father came from Woodbury, Tennessee, in Cannon County.
Cannon County.
In Tennessee, Woodbury Post Office.
And your wife is a Baptist?
Yes, she is a Baptist.
Morning.
And
did she have a chance to go to school very much?
Very little. Didn't. She went through what we called the grammar school, but if you went to high school, you had to go to Henderson, 6 or 8 miles and pay board, and
you know,
and couldn't leave a father for a man, but he wrote his own living, stayed home and didn't have too much money, and neither did my parents either.
Mm-hmm. And could I ask when was she born?
1905.
1905.